Stark, this is trading on Thornton Redinger. Thornton, Thornton, Thornton Redinger, Ridinger, R as in Robert, Rid as in David, Redinger, Ridinger. Date of birth 7/30/1941. Date of visit is 10/3/24. Please make a copy for Monique Medina. Monique, Monique. Medina, Medina, PA-C. Next paragraph. Dear Monique, thank you for sending Thornton Redinger for pulmonary evaluation. Thanks. Next paragraph. History of present illness. This is a 83-year-old male who has had shortness of breath with exertion, has been hypoxic, and he denied significant cough or chest pain, but has had some wheezing and orthopnea and leg swelling. Period. The patient has a prior history of hypertension and coronary artery disease. And has been on antihypertensive meds. He was treated for COVID-19 infection twice. And presently, off oxygen, his O2 sat was 90%. The patient also complains of environmental allergies and nasal congestion. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for multiple medical problems, including history of hypertension and history of rheumatoid arthritis. He has had coronary artery disease and had CABG times 3. Also has hypothyroidism and mild diabetes, and had kidney stones and hyperlipidemia. The surgical history also includes right carotid and arterectomy. And surgery for renal stones. Has had skin cancers removed. And he has chronic anemia and acquired thrombocytopenia. Patient is on chronic pain meds. And he also has chronic kidney disease, stage 3, with hydronephrosis. Next paragraph, allergies, known drug allergies are listed. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and then quit. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next, family history. Father died of heart disease. Mother died of a stroke. Then had COPD. Next paragraph, med list included lisinopril 100 milligrams daily. amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, fenofibrate 160 milligrams a day, metoprolol 25 milligrams daily, Vytorin 10 over 40 milligrams one daily, and one aspirin a day, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams daily, and tramadol 50 milligrams BID, isodil 30 milligrams daily, finasteride 5 milligrams a day. Next, also mention timolol eye drops as directed. Next, system review of the patient complains of arthritis and trouble ambulating. He has had some weight loss and he has glaucoma and no cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, no nosebleeds. He has urinary frequency nighttime awakening. He has hay fever. He has shortness of breath and some wheezing. He has no abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. He has occasional chest pains, no arm pain or calf muscle pain, no palpitations, but has leg swelling. He has no depression or anxiety. He has easy bruising. He has joint pains and muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. He does have itchy skin. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male who is alert, pale, but no acute distress. His blood pressure 110 over 70. Pulse 72, respirations 20, temps 97.6, weight is 140 pounds, saturation 90 on room air. HENT announced phallic pupils are reactive, sclera were injected, throat was clear, ears, no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. There's bruvi over the carotid. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional basal crackles heard with scattered wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, son an S2 with no murmur. The abdomen is soft, obese without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal 1 plus edema with mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Chronic dyspnea with probable interstitial lung disease. Number 2 is a history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, times 3. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, rheumatoid arthritis. Number 5 is chronic kidney disease. Number 6 is anemia, and number 7 is hypothyroidism. Next line plan, the patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest without contrast. Complete pulmonary function study with lung volumes and diffusion. CBC, ANA, anti-DNA, SED rate, and RA factor. And he was also placed on Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, TID, PRN. And nocturnal oxygen saturation study will be obtained. And home oxygen given if he qualifies. A follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Monique Medina, PA-C. Thank you.